Are there drug trials looking at using blinatumomab earlier on, and what's the design?
Right now, there's a cooperative group study that's been using it, and they are looking to move it into earlier stage disease. Obviously, the way we develop drugs, look at single agent efficacy, then try to figure out how to fit it in. And when you find out it's less toxic, you remove some of the toxicities. And so we're sort of in a pattern where, again, with or without hyper-CVAD, for example, types of trials.
But nothing yet ongoing?
There's a cooperative group.
There's a large frontline intergroup cooperative group study now in the United States for adults over the age of 40, actually over the age of 35 at the moment, who are newly diagnosed with precursor B-ALL to enter. It's sort of an intensive BFM kind of approach, and patients are going to be randomized to receiving blinatumomab or not.
During the chemo?
No, as a separate module,
SFR.
As a post-remission therapy to try to reduce minimal residual disease or eradicate
So
minimal
kind of a
residual disease.
consolidation?
Yes, it's given at a couple of different times during this treatment, and it's a randomized study, so not all patients will be receiving blinatumomab. And the idea is that blinatumomab will improve eradication of minimal residual disease and improve disease-free survival.